And we're finally getting details today of the Senate Republicans' plan to overhaul and replace much of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. After weeks of secrecy, Republican leaders in the Senate unveiled their health care bill, first to the rest of their colleagues and then to the public. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor.
I regret that our Democratic friends made clear early on that they did not want to work with us in a serious bipartisan way to address the Obamacare status quo. But Republicans believe we have a responsibility to act.
President Trump has said the bill needs a little negotiation, but it's going to be very good. For more now on this, NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Peter.
So the president thinks this is going to be very good, but right now, as of right now, it looks like some Republican senators do not.
That's right. I mean, the issue with this health care bill as it stands is that it has no real core constituency. Democrats are against it. Republicans are split, particularly conservative Republicans. We now know there are four Republican senators who say they are not ready to support the Senate GOP plan in its current form. Those four are Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, and Rand Paul. The reason why the number four is significant is because Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell can only afford to lose two Republican senators and still allow this bill to pass. That's assuming all Democrats vote against it, which they likely will, and Vice President Mike Pence casting the tie-breaking vote. Now, I will say there is some wiggle room in their statement because they say it does not appear this draft as written will accomplish the most important promise, which they view as repealing Obamacare. There will be a few days next week between the time the Congressional Budget Office gives its estimate on the impact and overall cost of this bill. That's expected to happen on Monday. And the vote itself is expected to happen either Thursday or Friday. So between Monday and Thursday, we imagine there'll be some amendments, and then potentially these four could get on board. If not, this bill is dead.
Well, let's get into some of the details about what they don't like. What is in the bill? How is it different than what we saw from the House last month?
Well, you know what's crazy? Like, for all the secrecy surrounding the process through which this bill came into fruition, the secret of the Senate Republican health care bill is that it looks a lot like the House-passed health care bill. It still repeals the individual mandate. It repeals a lot of all of the taxes under the Affordable Care Act. What's different is that there are more sort of, you know, cost-sharing subsidies, tax credits for low-income enrollees. The way it eventually phases out Medicaid is a longer period of time for that, although there are more drastic cuts to Medicaid contained in the Senate bill. It also defunds Planned Parenthood, but only for a year. That was a clear concession to some of the moderate Senate Republicans who didn't want to see any cuts to Planned Parenthood. And there's some money in there, too, to help combat the opioid crisis, but that doesn't kick in until next year.
Well, what have we heard at all from those moderate Republicans? If Mitch McConnell has to make some concessions to the conservatives that we've already talked about, it's sort of like squeezing a balloon. You may improve one end, but it's going to be a problem at the other end. What have we heard from the more moderate Republicans?
They are saying that they're taking their time reading this 142-page draft. I think they're trying to buy themselves some time, some political cover to hear from their constituents, to hear from some stakeholders to figure out what they're going to do. But you're right. I mean, to look at the numbers, there are more moderate votes that McConnell needs to get than there are conservatives. And someone put it to me that, you know, the more this bill moves to get more moderate votes, there is the potential that he could pick up some Democrats. I don't know about that. We'll see. Hmm. But, you know, there's Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia who's concerned about the opioid crisis. A lot of people depend on Medicaid for treatment. A lot of people live in West Virginia who depend on Medicaid, so she's concerned about that. You have folks like Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and then Dean Heller of Nevada, who, by the way, is also up for re-election. So this is a pretty serious vote that folks are going to take next week, and they have some really, you know, serious and significant issues that they want to have addressed.
So let's talk about that timing. McConnell wants a vote next week. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Here's what he had to say about that today on the Senate floor.
Is 5 or 6 days enough time for the American people and members of the Senate to come to grips with a bill that affects 1/6 of the economy and the lives of every American in this country? I don't think so. Neither do the American people, and neither do a whole bunch of Republican senators.
Jeff, considering some of the challenges that Republicans are going to have with this, some of the problems they'll have with it, and considering this tight time frame, do we really expect a vote before the Senate leaves for the 4th of July break?
Yes. Senator John Thune, who's in the Republican leadership, put it to me. He said, we're going to vote in this thing one way or another. It reflects the fact that health care really is a cloud that's been hanging over the Capitol, not for really nowhere near as long as the Affordable Care Act did. But, you know, they feel like they've invested a lot of time, a lot of effort in this whole thing. And one particular thing about the way they're passing this health care bill through a budget process, the rules for that, which, by the way, allow them to sideline Democrats and pass it with fewer than 60 votes, the rules for that budget process say they can only move one such bill at a time. So they cannot move on to taxes until they clear health care off the books. And so one of the reasons why there's been this rush to get this vote done is because they really want to move on to other things.
But we don't even know what this bill will mean for a lot of people across the country. The Congressional Budget Office has not yet scored it. The House bill, when the CBO scored that bill, found that it would leave 23 million more people without insurance by 2016. Do we have any idea at all what the Senate version would be, or do we have to wait?
Well, we don't, but the people who've written the bill do. And here's why, Peter. They've actually been passing bits of this bill back and forth to the CBO to get feedback so that, you know, when they actually submit, and I think they submitted it a couple days ago, but so that when the full bill went to the CBO, they would already have a pretty good sense of you know, what the overall cost and impact would be. And we expect to know on Monday for sure the final score.
All right. NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett, thank you very much.
You're welcome.